Chapter 12 Pancakes and Friends. They all rode up the hill to Peter's cousin's castle. Alison went first, then Richie followed her, and Peter went last. Bob was mowing the lawn when they got there, so Alison and Peter went and introduced their new friend. They explained that the hunchback gave all the stolen things to Richie and to his grandmother. Bob looked at Richie.
You don't look too well fed, either. What would you say to some pancakes and maple syrup? It's more Canadian than Australian, but there's no point in being racist where good food is concerned. While you're eating, I'll try and find out what's happened to your parents.
Alison and Peter took Richie to the kitchen, where Sally prepared some pancakes for them all. While they were eating, Bob phoned the local police station and explained what Peter had discovered. They could hear him from the kitchen.
Young Peter has discovered something else,
he said.
He's seen an old house where an old woman with grey hair lives. Apparently, she's been looking after her grandson, a young boy called Richie. He doesn't know what's happened to his parents, and his grandmother seems to be too scared to let him out of the house. He's at our house now, and he's brought back the bike that was stolen from our garage. The rest of the stolen things should be in the old woman's house.
Shortly afterwards, the policeman Peter had seen at the station arrived at the house. He shook hands with Peter.
Well, you're a real detective,
he said admiringly.
Want to join the force? We could do with intelligent young men like you.
Peter laughed. He was happy to have solved the mystery of the stolen things. Stephen came in and said he was sorry for making fun of Peter. But Peter said it was fine, because he'd solved the mystery of the missing objects.
So I'll get my laptop back?
Asked Stephen enthusiastically.
Just as soon as we've had a little chat with this laddie's grandma,
said the policeman.
One mystery has been solved, but there's another to deal with. What has happened to Richie's parents?
Policemen came and went all afternoon. Alison and Peter took Richie down to the lake, and Stephen said they could use his fishing rod. They put bread on the hooks, because Peter didn't like maggots, and Alison said she didn't like maggots either. But the fish didn't seem to like bread, and they didn't catch any fish. After a while, Bob came down to say the policeman wanted to talk to them all, so they went back up the hill to the house. They all went into the sitting room and sat down on the settee, and the two policemen Peter had seen that morning explained the whole story.
Richie's father has problems with some really nasty criminals,
said the first policeman.
Apparently, they lent him some money, but he couldn't reimburse them and had to hide from them. So they went to Richie's mum and scared her.
That's why your mum took you to your nan's house,
said the second policeman.
She was scared these criminals might kidnap you or hurt you in order to make your dad find the money. And that's why your nan wouldn't let you out of the house. She was scared too. They didn't want the criminals to hurt you. Your nan was trying to protect you. And your mum was too.
Nan said she didn't like me,
said Richie.
That's probably because she was scared,
said Sally.
People say a lot of silly things when they're scared.
Anyway, our colleagues have found Richie's mum and dad,
said the first policeman.
They have agreed to be witnesses against the criminals, so we'll be protecting them until we've arrested the other nasty lot.
In the meantime, you can stay with us if you like,
said Bob.
Your nan will be under protection too, and nobody knows you're here. So if you feel like sharing Peter's room in the tower, we'll set up a bed for you.
Richie was very relieved. He said he would very much like to stay with Bob and Sally and to share Peter's room. Peter was happy too to have a new friend, so the policeman went away. Bob and Stephen carried an inflatable mattress into Peter's room and they set up a bed for Richie.
Thank you,
said Richie to Peter.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have found my parents. I was beginning to think they were dead. I was so scared.
You're welcome,
said Peter.
If there are any more mysteries to solve, just call me.
And now that this mystery is solved, Peter can just enjoy his holiday in England,
said Sally.
He can enjoy the beach and the lake. He can go fishing without maggots and concentrate on learning excellent English. Can't you, Peter? Given what you've learnt in 2 days, you should be fine.
Yes,
said Peter.
I've learnt lots of English in 2 days. In a month, I will speak English perfect.
Perfectly,
corrected Janice.
When the adjective follows a verb, it becomes an adverb. Or you could say, I speak perfect English, because perfect is an adjective. But in that case, you put it in front of the noun. For example, I write perfect English, or I write English perfectly.
No, you don't,
said Stephen.
When you write, you make loads of mistakes. Peter, if you want to learn how to write in English, ask me.
Janice didn't look very happy, but all the others laughed, and Peter laughed with them. That evening, while Richie and Alison were playing badminton on the lawn in front of the house, Peter asked for a sheet of paper and a pen and began to write to his mother. Even though they spoke French together, he'd decided he was going to write to her in English now.